Blog Talk Radio.
Be with us with your spirit, guide and lead us with your hand
let your will be done in all things, even if we must bear suffering. Your will is good for us alone, and you will set everything right. Help us, bless us through your words, through everything we are allowed to hear from you, our God and our Father, and we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I'm going to bring on Pastor Kent and Pastor Leroy. There's Pastor Kent now.
Hey.
How you doing,
are
my brother?
We?
I'm doing fine, Pastor Kent. How are you?
I'm super fine.
So what do you think that verse means to you?
To me, it means no matter what, he's always there. Always.
Amen. 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 Okay. Well, let's bring on Pastor Leroy so he can give us the message today, since it's his turn to do so. And hopefully Pastor Beal or Gabe will be here tomorrow as well, and he can give us his message tomorrow. Okay, so let's bring up Pastor Leroy. Hey, Pastor Leroy.
Hey, Pastor Ken, this is Pastor Leroy Jackson, man. I'm from the Bronx, man. How you doing, Pastor?
How you doing?
Pastor Ken. I'm doing great, man. Pastor Ken, are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Pastor Ken, you got mad at me last night.
No, you're assuming I got mad at you.
Because
don't assume.
About a tree, man.
Yeah, because you're all being foolish about a parable, and you're taking it literally, which is unbelievably foolish.
I just want to make sure you're not mad at me from last night. I'm not trying to rile you up, man.
If I was mad at you, Ken, am I a blunt person?
Yeah, I think you would say so. I think you would say you were mad.
Thank you. Yep.
Well, that's good to hear. Okay. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, I think Sal joined us. I don't know if it's Sal or Tony, okay, but I think it's Sal.
I love Sal. Bring him on, man. I love that guy.
He hasn't called in yet. I hope Sal will call in because I definitely would like to hear from Sal. Okay, Sal, baby, call in, please. All right. Well, go ahead and give us your message there, Pastor Leroy. We're all waiting for it.
Here's how I'm going to do this, okay? I was going to give you a message I had. I had a lot of stuff planned, but there's something in my heart tonight that I wanted to play for y'all. It's about 3 minutes and 45 seconds. It's about 3 minutes and 45 seconds long. Okay, this is a song by a guy named Roger Whittaker. This is a great song, big part of my life, because today Pastor Leroy Jackson celebrates 25 years of being a pastor. On this day, back in 1997, after being incarcerated for 15 years, man, I turned my life around. So here's the song. I hope y'all enjoy it.
Okay. And that's the smile of the Lord. I have such a small dream. The presence of a cloud in the unfolding.
I am but a small boy. I am but a small dream. The smile upon the sun. Be pleased to dance with me. Be pleased to sing my song everywhere. Come, let the songs of the world. We are one. We are one. Come, young, it isn't out for good. We are one. We are one. We have one hope. We have one dream. And with one voice we sing. Prosperity and laughter. Prosperity and laughter.
Okay, now that's about halfway through the song. If you're getting bored, I can stop it right there.
Okay. Well, let me bring on Sal, baby. Okay, here we go. Sal, baby.
Hey.
Hey, there he is.
Hey,
how you
guys,
doing, Sal?
How's everything? Kenny, baby. Pastor Ken, I am doing very well, my friend. It's good to hear from you. It's good to hear from the incomparable Pastor Leroy. I think he's from the Bronx. I'm not too sure. And the man of the hour, Pastor Kent. I'm sorry, Dr. Pastor Kent. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I just want to say I'm very glad that you guys got together finally and you hashed everything out. Everything's a beautiful thing. Harmony, bliss, God's Rainbow Ministries. Very good. Very nice. Now, I do have a question for Pastor Kent, if this is okay.
What's up?
Well, see, Pastor Kent, I have myself a show where on Blog Talk Radio, there's this guy. You might know him. He's a very – I'm not even going to bring him up. But he's my co-host. This guy needs a lot of advice, my friend. And I think that you and Ken and Pastor Leroy, even that guy, Pastor Veal, he needs all the help he can get. And everybody has weighed in to help this guy out. But I think – Pastor Kent, you might be the man that holds the key to open the door to this man's mind and this man's soul to help him see the light. That's all I was saying. Yep.
Yeah. What? I mean, he'd have to call or he'd have to get a hold of me. You can get a hold of me on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, or you can just email me, or you can call into the show. It doesn't matter. I mean, whatever he feels.
Yeah, do you think you can get Uncle Tony to call in the show?
I can send him an email because I don't speak to him anymore via the telephone because, yeah, this guy, he can be very abrasive and very abusive for no reason at all. As you can clearly see from the other night when you were on my show, he was out of his mind. He was attacking you. He was attacking pretty much everybody that called in. So what we're going to have to do is we need a different approach. And I'm going to email this guy, Tony, and I'm going to tell him what Pastor Kent had said to me only a few moments ago.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe he'll call in, okay? Maybe he wants to get his soul saved.
Well, the email is sent, my friend, and he's probably going to just call in from a private number or something because that's what he does, and he's probably just going to scream, and I hope he doesn't because that's just not nice.
Maybe he will. I see a 111 number call in. Let's bring that on person on and see who it is. Maybe it's Uncle Tony. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, it's me, Tony. What's going on here?
Nothing's going on, Tony. We're glad you could call in.
Kind of sounds like him.
That son of a bitch.
Oh.
What's going on here?
If this is Tony, it sounds like Tony, but Tony, if this is you, you gotta stop screaming at people like this all the time. What's the matter with you?
Don't tell me what to do, Sal, baby.
Wait a minute. Who is this?
This is me, Tony. Get out of here.
You're going to
get out of here.
Stop
stealing my show.
Oh, there's two Tonys. It's the battle of two Tonys. It's no good.
Don't say that.
What really upsets me? These people come on here, and they act like me. This is really the real Tony here. Okay?
No, this is the real Tony, you son of a bitch. I'm making some ragu right now. Oh!
Yeah.
I don't use ragu.
Get out of here. Don't call my show no more.
Oh, this guy sounds, that does sound like Tony. Get the F out of here, he said. That's not nice. This is a godly show. I don't understand. Kent, Pastor Kent. Pastor Kent,
I don't think that's the real Tony. No, I don't think so.
Close enough, though. I mean, that's what he sounds like. That's a good indicator of what we would receive if he calls in.
Yeah, I don't think that's the real Tony. We want the real Tony. We want the real Tony to call in, okay, and give us his thoughts.
I believe maybe Pastor Ken, if you could fill in Pastor Kent on what we are dealing with this guy. I could talk about it, but it's your show, and I prefer you to explain it because you do it a little bit better, you know?
Pastor Kent, Uncle Tony is been acting up a lot lately. You know, we had a boxing match, and between me and Uncle Tony, and I KO'd him in the first round, and he's been upset about that ever since.
Yeah, I was there. I was a spectator, and Tony just was swinging wildly with rage and anger. And, you know, he wasn't dressed for the occasion either. He was wearing a turtleneck with the sleeves cut off. And then Pastor Ken just, I think it was a haymaker. And he just dropped him. It was a charity event at the Johnny Longfeather Casino and Cheeseburger Emporium. But good money for charity. We added a couple more Bibles to a couple of hotels there, more for those rooms that, you know, people are going to need, because Johnny is a weird cat. But, yeah, it was a good fight. And Tony, it says that it didn't happen. He's lying about it. He's not being truthful. He has yet to accept the reality of the loss.
Yeah.
I think we can play for this guy.
Well, you think we could pray for Uncle Tony? Okay, well, let me bring on Cobra Jeff, because Cobra Jeff said he would love to lead a prayer for Uncle Tony. Okay.
Hey.
There's Cobra Jeff. Hey. There he is. How you doing, Cobra Jeff?
Good, Kenny. How you doing today? Pastor Kent, it's always an honor to speak to you. Pastor Leroy, it's a pleasure also. And Sail Baby, it's always good to talk to you, my friend. How you guys doing today?
Hey. Stay with me, pal.
Well, I'd love to lead a prayer for Uncle Tony, if that's possible. I mean, I'm not as godly and proficient as all you guys, but I'd like to speak to the heart for Uncle Tony, if that's possible, Kenny.
Sure, Cobra Jeff.
I mean, it's kind of out of character for me, but, I mean, I think Tony needs all the prayers he can get. So if everybody can just bow their heads in silence and just, here I go. Dear Lord, please help Tony get through all these problems that he's having. Please, dear Lord, let him lose about 150 pounds. And also, please let him get off this high horse he's on, thinking he's better than Sail Baby. I pray to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. That was good. Cobra Jeff, for that to be out of your realm to offer prayer, you did a very good job. Very good job.
Thank you. It's very out of my character, but I truly think that man needs some support. I actually, Kenny, if you don't mind, I called in. I have a question for Pastor Kent, if he's listening.
Sure, go ahead and ask it, Cobra Jeff.
I don't know if this is the right platform. I guess I'm just getting on with the bandwagon. I saw some other people asking some questions. And I have a legitimate problem and a legitimate, you know, need of your advice. You see, about a couple years ago, I planted a cherry tree in my backyard, and I'm just trying to find the proper way to trim the leaves to get around the cherries. You know, I don't want to bruise them or ruin the cherries. Can you give me any advice on pruning this tree?
I see we haven't let this go.
Kent, I just, like I said, I saw other people asking questions, and they
you
said that
what?
You were a botanist at one
it's
point.
Not
I mean,
about
I'm not a troll. You can
tree.
Ask Kenny and all these other people. I'm a legitimate person. I don't want to ruin this cherry tree.
It's not about the tree. You guys obviously do not understand my preaching. So
I do. Well, Kent, I do understand your preaching, and I appreciate your preaching.
Ever,
I just have a question.
You know,
just
ever,
like I'll ask Kenny if it's okay for when I go to the gay club, you know, for me to dress in assless chaps. We sometimes go out of the realm of the actual subject, but I'm just trying to be respectful to you, Kent. I this tree, and unfortunately, I'm going through some financial hardships, and I can't hire someone to come show me. And everybody said you were proficient at trimming trees and, you know, and not to beat around the bush and just ask you this question. So, I mean, I'm no troll. I'm good friends with Sail Baby and even Kenny. Kenny will vouch for me. I'm not a bad person.
Pastor Kent dropped. And evidently, he doesn't want to answer questions about trees because people are not getting his parable that he preached about yesterday.
I didn't mean to make him drop, Kenny. I just, like I said, I didn't hear last night's sermon, and I had a legitimate question. Like I said, I've decided to grow a couple cherry trees in my backyard. And, again, you know, could use the help. And I didn't know if it was people making fun of him or something, but they said to ask him questions about trees because he would know. I mean, just like I would ask anybody a question, you know, in a subject they're good at. You know, like Sail Baby, if I had a question about, you know, just being a badass Italian, I would ask him. You know, and with Pastor Leroy, if I had a question about, like, stealing TVs, I would ask him. It's things that, of that nature. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful.
Hey, you think we could call him and get him back on the air? Maybe he misunderstood.
I mean, I can apologize. If you can get him back on the air, I would totally apologize. I was not trying to be disrespectful or anything by any means.
I'm trying to get him back on the air, okay? I'm hoping, okay?
if you can message, just tell him that I want to apologize. I wasn't trying to be a troll. I legitimate question. Kenny, I don't troll your show. You know that.
Yeah.
First off, I'm not on the speed, buddy. Sorry, man. I just talk fast and with my hands. It's like I got a Hemi in me, you know what I'm saying?
Hey. I think.
Where is Pastor Leroy? Are you on still?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
How you doing today, brother?
Doing great, man.
You sound great, man. It's great to have you on.
Hey, let me tell you something, woman. Bring my cigarettes right now, man. Damn. I'll tell you what.
That's right. And then after that, Leroy, you tell her to get in the kitchen and make you a sandwich.
Nah, she wants me to take her to KFC again tonight, man, two nights in a row. Yeah, you said that, bitch.
Hey, so does that BBF guy own KFC or is that somebody else?
I thought he owned Popeyes.
Yeah, I don't know. What did he say? What happened?
He says he's done preaching.
Kenny, if you could just tell him I do apologize. I wasn't trying to be rude or a troll, you know.
I told him that you want to apologize. I told him that don't be like that because it's not fair to those who listen, okay? I don't know. I really.
I mean, I would never do anything to disrespect your show. I missed last night's sermon, and people said to, hey, give him a call about pruning the trees.
Okay.
I'm going to shut up and listen in the background if you want to take some more callers on. I mean, don't mute me. I'd love to still chat, but, you know, see if anybody else is on and wants to talk.
So far nobody has pressed the one key to come on. Hopefully we can get some more callers to call in. Okay, so far it's only us that's on that's called in. Patrick Leroy, Sal Baby, and Cobra Jeff.
Well, can we get Mike Hunt? Actually, is there a possibility you can call in? I actually have a question for you, Mike.
We got a 111 caller that just called in.
Oh, no.
Hello?
111, yes, you're on the
air. Good evening. This is Mike Hunt, celebrity personal trainer.
Hey
Mike.
Hello, gentlemen. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you doing this fine Sunday evening?
Oh, not too bad. Just finished a big workout. How are you?
Oh, not too shabby. I got a little bit of personal training advice, if you don't mind. I know usually, you know, you charge for things like this, but if you can help a friend out, that'd be wonderful.
Sure, anything, Jeff. Go ahead.
So, you know, most of the listeners know that, you know, last year I had a pretty bad drug problem and I got clean. So earlier this year, I decided to start working out and going to the gym.
And it's kind of my new drug. It's very addictive. And my question for you is, and not to get too graphic, but this is like a legitimate concern of mine. You know, I'll be sitting there, and I'm pretty good at benching. I can bench 325. And as I'm benching and I'm grunting, sometimes, unfortunately, I get a little stiff, if you know what I mean. And as I'm doing this, my spotter is sitting there looking at it. And my spotter, I think he's a homosexual. Is this something that's common at gyms lately? And if so, how do I politely tell him, you know, hey, eyes off kind of thing?
Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong. So you're getting a bit of an erection while you're bench pressing and the gay gentleman is noticing it?
Correct.
Yes. Well, what I've seen in the past is a couple different scenarios. Number one, guys take these pre-workout drinks and shakes, and what that does is it increases blood flow not only to your muscles but to your penis. So if you're doing any pre-workout drinks, that may be
a lot of creatine.
Yes, it does increase blood flow even to that region, and I could see how the gay gentleman would be extremely turned on and not be able to take his eyes off it. I know Tony Farrar was going to the fitness place, and I won't get into all that, but yes, that does happen. I think that those things do happen. It's very unfortunate. Now, what if the gentleman makes a move on you and tries to touch it, how would you respond?
Well, I got to say I'm not, and this is no disrespect to Kenny or Farrar, I'm not into that whole scene. If you know what I'm trying to say, I'm very straight. And if he tries to touch, you know, I guess you can look, but you can't touch kind of thing. And I have to say, you know, I'd probably take one of the weights off and fucking hit him in the face with it. Oh.
Yeah. I can see how that could happen. So, yeah, watch those pre-workout drinks. That's going to increase the blood flow to your muscles and penis. And, you know, I'm actually wondering if Pastor Leroy Jackson, who's an individual who's probably a pretty strong man, I'm sure he has some experience lifting weights, and I know he's got a lot of sisters, and I wonder if he might want to weigh in on this subject.
Look here, man. Look here. All right, look, you know what? I'll weigh in on the subject. Now, I'm a pastor. Keep that in mind, all right? So I can't be too nasty like I am on Tony's show, because it's a godly show here. But I've had a lot of pussy in my day, man. I've had black, white, I've had Chinese, and damn, I had an Indian bitch. Damn. Hallelujah. Damn.
Amen.
Okay, Pastor Kent is back. Let's clean this up. Okay, well, I want to bring Pastor on, and I don't want to get him upset and make him feel like he's a laughing stock, so let's be nice, okay, Pastor Kent?
Absolutely, Kenny, can I, let
okay,
me just take a moment to apologize to him.
Okay, I'm going to bring him on. Here's Pastor Kent.
Hello, Pastor Kent?
Uh-huh.
This is Cobra Jeff. Again, I want to truly apologize to you. I was not trying to be disrespectful or, like I said, I missed last night's whole thing. And I was talking to a couple people, and this is a legitimate problem I'm having. And I didn't know there was anything going on, and they had asked me to ask you about it. I apologize if it got off subject or it wasn't to your meaning, and I do want to apologize for that. I'm no troll or anything like that. You can ask Kenny or anybody else. I'm a very respectful person, and I would like to apologize to you for that. Please don't get angry or upset at other people because of something stupid I did. I would like to apologize to you.
No need to apologize. I mean, just get your facts straight.
Again, sir, I came in late. I missed last night's thing, and I was just shooting the shit with people today, and they said, hey, ask him. He actually did this. So I asked, and maybe it was off subject, and I want to apologize. So hopefully we can move on and keep this godly train running.
Amen. All right. Well, hopefully we got some other callers, but they haven't pressed the one key yet. Okay, hopefully they'll press the one key so we can bring them on.
You know, to my friends, my pastors over there, Pastor Leroy, Pastor Kent, Pastor Ken, I would like to suggest that a fellow named Kosoff should probably call in because he seems to usually need help with these things. I would try to help him, but this guy and I, we had a little bit of a dispute where he thought I was saying bad things about you when you were going through your cancer treatments and stuff. But I wasn't. I was just checking in on you. Yeah, I think you should call in. And another thing I just want to throw out there real quick. That Pasta Ken product that you sell is very good. Quickly boiled, did not stick in the pan. The only problem that I had was the rocket ships, they were always al dente. But now that I'm looking at it, that is definitely not a rocket ship. Never mind. But it's good either way.
Amen.
Yeah.
Pastor Kent. Would you like to be called Dr. Pastor Kent or just Pastor Kent or just Doctor? I don't know. I don't want to mess up your titles.
Just call me Kent.
I'm sorry. Call you. What was that?
Just call me Kent.
Oh, okay. Pastor Kent, I do have a question for you. A lot of the fans out here, they know about you, but they don't know who you are and what your mission is. I mean, these guys, most of these guys are new. These guys are new listeners. And I'm always getting asked questions about
very
you.
Simple. It's very simple.
Can we
go to YouTube?
This, please?
Go to YouTube and listen to my whole testimony. I mean, I have it on there for a reason. And if you go to the channel, which is Abba's House, you will find my video and my testimony right there. However, the short version is I was raised in a Christian home. At the age of 18, I began to do drugs because of what was going on in my home. My dad didn't treat me the way fathers should. My dad was a cheater, cheated on my mother, took me on the road, and showed me how to do that. Later on in life, when I was a teenager, I tried that, and I got caught. Two girls, I gave them my picture, and one was going to school with me, and one was at a high prep school, like a private school, and they were best friends, and they called me over and they said, hey, what's up? They made me choose. It was a very valuable lesson that I learned, never cheat. At the age of 18, I got involved with the wrong crew and the wrong people, and I ended up starting to use drugs. That progressively continued and got worse and worse until the age of 30 years old, when I looked at my life and I said to myself, you're 30 years old. You have nothing to show for your life. You're going to get this or you're going to die. After 8 suicide attempts, I had enough and I just simply gave up. And at the age of 30 years old, when I walked into Narcotics Anonymous, my life began to change. And it was at that point that I realized what I am supposed to be. and that's a pastor, called to help those suffering with addictions and problems and issues, to help them find their way back to the cross. And over the years, I took a Bible course. Ken is the one who ordained me, and I took Bible courses and got my Bachelor of Divinity, Biblical Studies, and Theology. That was in 2015 when I graduated. Since then, I've been involved with ministry. I was involved with Turning Leaf Ministries, and the director there decided that he was going to go on the road, so I took over the ministry for about 4 years. It was at that point that Ken contacted me and said, how about doing a show together? And I'm like, I can't. I'm committed. And when something happened, he had a serious accident, and he ended up not being able to go on the road anymore, so he took the director back. So that's in 2012, 2013, I came over with Dr. Ken. And that's when we became friends and we became ministry partners. And I was doing ministry full time, and I ended up having to go back to work because my ex-wife didn't feel she could work, so I had to go back to work. So, of course, the ministry suffered because I have to work to pay the bills. So I couldn't do both. And after a while, there was some bad blood between Ken and I, and we parted ways. I thought no ill manner of him because he's my brother in Christ. And I've always been concerned about Ken. I love Ken like a brother. He's
and I do you, Ken.
He's one of my best friends. You know, and when people talk bad about my friends, I tend to get a little bit ugly because that's not cool. You can say anything you want about me, but don't talk about my friends and don't talk about my family. That's a no-no. That's a topic that is off topic for me. You don't do that. So Ken and I, probably about 3 weeks ago, finally got in touch after these false accusations and these false pretenders caused me problems for years. You know, and there were a few people that I won't mention because we're on air. However, they caused problems for Ken and I, and that put a rift between us. And I wanted to mend the fences because we're both ministers. We need to work together because Christ sent his disciples and apostles out two by two. That's the way ministry is supposed to work.
Amen.
Not one person dictating to what it is. That's not the way it works, you know, and there's multi-million dollar churches that do that. There's only one person at the head of everything, and they take all the credit for everything, and it's wrong because the people in the background do just as much. Without followers, without callers, this ministry suffers. We need the callers. We need the people. That's
I agree.
How
yeah,
it works.
We want to save people. Excuse me. We want to bring people to Christ. Okay. We want people to get involved in this ministry. We want everybody to eventually know about us. Okay, God's Rainbow Ministry. Okay, and want to join us. Okay, that's our goal in life.
You know what astounds me is this. The fact that Pastor Kent went through, and I feel terrible about this, but he went through 8 suicide attempts. Now I've heard people get through 1, get through 2, maybe 5. I know one guy that went through 6 of them, but 8. Pastor Kent, for the person that feels hopeless, that they think that that's the way out, what would you tell these people in order to keep them having faith in themselves or even in a higher purpose? How do you tell these people that it will get better? How do you convince them? How do you convince yourself?
You can't convince anybody of anything, okay? They have to want to. From my experience, if a person is saying they're going to commit suicide, that means they're asking for help. Don't ignore that. They need help. There's something spiritually, emotionally, or psychologically wrong. You need to find that out. You need to help them. And somebody who's going to commit suicide, real, serious suicide, is not going to tell you. They're just going to do it. Because they don't want anybody there.
Right.
Now, as for the reasons why I attempted suicide, low self-esteem, depression, anxiety, pressure at work, pressure at home, pressure in life, my family, there's 1,001 reasons why you can do that, why you attempt that. But if somebody is saying, I want to commit suicide, or I feel like suicide, or I'm going to commit suicide, don't be naive. That person needs help. And yeah, they may be upset, call the police, and send the police to their home. But is it not better to have your friend mad at you than lying in a grave? Eventually,
yes,
they'll get over that. It may take a while, but you have the fact that you didn't let them not get help. Now, if it's addictions, there's many people on the panel who can help. I'm not the only one. Many
Amen.
People. You know, it just doesn't have to be one. The thing that I want to say about therapy is if you're going to work with somebody, don't work with 3 or 4, because you're going to get 3 or 4 ideas. And it's going to confuse the hell out of you. You need to listen to one person, and you may or may not agree with what they're saying, but at least try it before you go knocking it. It's like when I was a young child and we went to somebody else's place and they gave me something on my plate. For an example, asparagus. I hate asparagus. Can't stand it. Tastes like iron. But when people put that on my plate, I at least eat it. I don't like it. I'll try it, and then I'll tell them, I don't really like that because it tastes like iron. And there's nothing wrong with
Amen.
That. But you have to, make the attempt. You have to at least make the attempt. And this is why I've dealt with addictions myself and with other people. And when people are talking to me and they're talking to somebody else and they're talking to somebody else, I stop talking to them. Why? Because it's conflicting information. As an addict myself, I remember when I was in treatment, this just fresh out of addiction school person started to tell me what the book says. I looked at the person and I said, do you even know what I'm talking about? They said, no. I said, then get me somebody who does. I don't want to talk to you. You know, you don't understand what I'm saying. I'd be saying, well, I feel suicidal. And you say, well, the book says in order to do this or this. And I'm like, huh? What are you talking about? You have no idea what I'm feeling. So I wanted somebody who understood what I was feeling and why I'm feeling the way I am. As an addict, I can understand addict thinking. And as a pastor, I do not, will not touch subjects I don't know. Because that's wrong. If this person comes to me for help on something I don't know, I will help them find somebody who can understand that. Because that's not fair to the person. If you can't sympathize with them, you can't help them. You can pray for them. You can love on them. You can help them and be there as a friend, but you can't help them because you don't understand the situation.
So you went from someone that was looking for help, somebody that was looking for guidance. You ended up surviving, and dare I say, even maybe conquering your demons. Is this accurate, you think?
No.
Okay.
No,
what
it's
would
not.
You say
that's a
okay.
That's a figment of a person's imagination. Okay.
Okay.
If you have an addiction, or you have an issue, and you cross that bridge with addiction, you cross over that line where it becomes a habit instead of something to do.
Hey, baby girl.
You can never go back. You can't go back. It's like changing the past. Can we change the past? No. You can't.
Which way to
anyway,
find you go?
I'm gonna shut up because I'm monopolizing it. Okay, I'm shutting up now.
Well, you know what? I know somebody on the line that actually is a man of the cloth, as you two are. I believe he's on a 111. Pastor Ken, would you mind picking up on my friend, my confidant, Pastor Veal, please? He's on a 111. It's Pastor Veal.
Oh, okay. Okay, here's some. Okay, for 111, let me bring him on. 111?
Hi, this is not Pastor Veal, but you could leave me on the line and kind of go ahead and find him if you want.
Okay, who do I got?
Oh, this is Pants Soiler. You can call me Heber.
Oh, okay.
How's it going, buddy?
Hi, how is everybody doing, gentlemen and pastors?
How are you doing this fine evening?
Doing well, thank you.
I think we should bring out
really
Doug. Doug is asking for help.
Yeah, Doug really is. He does need help. I agree with that.
Okay, let me bring on another 111 caller. 111.
Pastor Kent, this is Mrs. Mike. I'm just calling in real quick here. A limited time today, but I have a question for Pastor Kent Hopper.
I hope it's not about trees.
Well, I'm out here. I'm looking at a berry bush.
Come on.
How do I
No. No. No.
Come on, stop beating around the bush and ask him a real legitimate question.
111. Oh, you got it. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Grover, and I need to get my balls drained. What do you recommend, Pastor?
Oh, my.
Grover, that is inappropriate. That's inappropriate. Sorry.
My colleague, can we be legitimate here?
Okay, no more real callers. Okay. Oh, wait, we got another on. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Ashley. I'm a transgender, gender queer.
Oh, God, not Ashley. You know, Ashley, why do you got to call and ruin everybody's show? This is why no one wants you on anybody's room.
Grover's balls. Give me Grover's balls and I'll drain them.
Oh, my.
Did you ever learn how to use a microwave?
This is a godly show, guys. Come on. Pastor Kent doesn't want to hear this stuff. He's serious. He just had a serious conversation. And you guys are coming in here. You know, Pastor Kent, you have the patience of a saint for staying in this.
Amen.
Oh, okay. Please, do not.
Yeah, we're trying to get real conversation in here, not phony conversation. Okay?
Don't consider me a saint. Please.
Oh, wait a minute. Doug has called in. Let me bring on Doug. Oh.
Hey,
Doug. Doug.
My best friend.
I only preach what I'm told to preach. Before I preach, I get me out of the way. And like God, I'm his vessel. Everything I say is for him, not for me. I don't need your praise. I don't need your glory. I get very upset when people do that because it's not me.
I mean, I understand. But you are an amazing person. Amazing. I feel as though you could be almost like a symbol of hope, like Batman, but like better, and no cape, you know? You're a symbol of hope for people that are hopeless, you know?
I feel that.
It's a good thing. You've accomplished so much in your time being alive. You survived some of the darkest days. Most people have not. Go ahead.
Okay, let us not forget, please. I'm not the only pastor on here. Okay? And they do just as much as I do. No better. We're all the same. We're all born of a mother and a father. Doesn't make us any better than you.
All right, I understand your point of view. Sorry. I'm getting a bunch of text messages. Everyone's saying how great that this show is. And that I guess there's somebody else that is. They're all calling on 111, which is weird. But I think Pastor Ken, if you can bring more people on the line and maybe learn from Pastor Kent a little bit tonight.
Yeah, I will. Okay. There's a real caller.
Yeah.
111, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Cut it off. That's fake, Ken.
Come on.
That's fake, Ken. Cut him off.
Yeah, that's fake, Pastor Ken. Okay.
Yeah,
111.
Hang on, Ken. Before you do that, okay, let me say this. A lot of what I know by we're totally ignoring him. Why are we dissing Pastor Kent? He's the one who taught me a lot that I know. So why are we dissing him? Just what about him? He's my mentor. Why are we doing this?
Okay. Well, what's going on, guys? I don't know what's going on here with some of these callers. Okay, acting up here. everybody needs time, but we're going to cut off the bad one.
It's inappropriate. It's inappropriate. You got a lot of weirdos calling in here, and they're being inappropriate to you. And that's sad, because you can learn a lot from the two of you guys. Pastor Leroy, Pastor Veal. You can learn so much from these gentlemen. And everybody is just taking the time to call in to abuse you. And it makes no sense. These people, I think they're the ones that need help. They're the ones that really need the guidance. They're lost. They're like lost sheep, and they need to find a shepherd to bring them together as one flock.
Amen.
Amen.
By the way, Pastor Ken, seeing as we're talking about old times, when are we going to get doctrine on here?
Oh, you know, I lost contact with him. Okay, I don't know what's going on with him.
And what about I can't remember what that girl singer was, but she was on with us for a while, and then there was the color girl, her co-host for a while.
That's the one
that
was
them.
Truth, I really don't know. Okay, I lost contact with them all, and they haven't been around since.
You know what I'd like to see? You know what I'd really like to see? Our old team back together.
Yes. Yeah. We had a pretty good team. We had a pretty good team back in the day.
Because we had lady counselors. We had guy counselors. We had team counselors. I mean, we were a well-rounded ministry. And we need to get back to that again.
Yeah, I don't know how to get them back together again, because I've tried to be in contact, and then I've just lost contact with everybody. Okay, except for you. I would like to get them all back. I just don't know how to do it.
Look here. Can you hear me, Pastor Ken?
Yeah, I can hear you, Pastor Leroy.
Well, I've been on mute for like a half an hour, man.
Why haven't you spoke up?
I fell asleep.
Lord have mercy.
Well, we got some more 111 callers. Let me take them. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, how's it going tonight? This is Anita. How are you guys?
All right, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad. First-time caller, big fan of Kent. I've been watching him on YouTube for years now, and it's good to see that he's on another platform. Pastor Kent, how are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. I mean, I'm back with my mentor now, which is good.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. I'm so glad that you guys, you know, put aside your differences and realize that you guys should just be there for each other so you can preach the good word. And I just want to say thank you. You know, you really have changed my life. And,
well,
and I just, I,
you know, I don't take credit for changing your life. I say that I was given the words to change your life. But I didn't do anything. You're the one that had to make the decision. You're the one that had to come to Christ. I mean, yes,
no,
I'm his instrument, but that's
you,
it.
You really have changed my life. It was because of you. You know, a couple weeks ago, if you have time, I'd love to tell you a quick story. And this is why you've changed my life. You know, I'm sorry, Ken, go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you.
A few weeks ago, I was in a relationship for many years, and it was a very abusive relationship. And
oh, dear.
I couldn't find a way out of it. So this was probably about 3 weeks ago. My ex-boyfriend, he unfortunately was in the bathroom, and he got his big black penis stuck in a shampoo bottle.
No. We ain't going to get into that.
Yeah, keep it clean, please.
Yes. All righty. Well, let's try another 111 caller. Hope it's clean. 111, you're on the air. Okay. Let's try another one.
Anal.
Okay, one more.
So this is what it's like to have two fucking pieces of shit on the same fucking radio station at the same fucking time.
Uncle Tony, what are you doing?
Wait a minute. Who is this?
I'm listening to two fucking assholes is what I'm listening to. And you never knocked me out, so stop fucking lying to people and stop being a piece of shit.
Oh, you fucking piece of shit.
Fuck you fucking son of a bitch.
Hey, what are we doing?
Watch your language. You gotta keep your language.
You fucking lying piece of shit. Both of you fucking.
This is a godly radio station.
Ken.
Come on, calm down, Tony. Smart on.
Ken, cut him off for a second. Put him on mute.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut him off. Yeah, Uncle Tony's got a bad attitude.
Do you know
out of control.
What I just out of figured out? You there?
What's that? Yeah.
You know what I just figured out?
What's that?
I just figured out who's been causing and telling lies about you.
I don't understand Uncle Tony. Why he would call into a godly show and just cuss like that?
See, do you remember I told you that you called me up and you called me out and you called me this, that, and the other thing? And I won't get into it, but there's certain things we talked about that only you and I know.
Right.
Somehow he's found out. He's called my phone. He's called my number. He's called my sister. He's called my family. He's harassed them. Pretending
Tony Gaga did this. That Tony Gaga, he did this?
Yeah. Oh, I know
he
did.
I'm not surprised.
He just gave his life. He just gave his hand away, okay? Because the way he was talking and screaming is the same person who called me on the phone pretending to be Ken. So you wanted to figure it out. You've been praying to find out who it is. There's the culprit right there.
So was Tony Gaga pretending to be me?
That's exactly who it was.
I think he has a point because that guy, I've known him for a long time, and that guy, he will go out of his way, and if you do him wrong, he will go out of his way to not only spite you, but in the process, he would spite his own self in order to spite you. It's very, very bad.
And this is where the fake Ken came from.
okay, because, and the fake Kent, because I listened to his show one day, and this was probably a year, maybe 2 years back, and I listened to the show, the Tony Gaga radio show.
Yeah.
Do you know who he was talking about? Our ministry. And then all of a sudden, the fake Pastor Kent came on. And then the fake Pastor Ken came on. And they're like bashing us. I couldn't listen to it. I was just fuming. I just turned it off. So that's where it's all coming from.
It's a disgusting show. And, you know, I had to take over it because it was off the rails. It was crazy. People were trying to sue this guy. It's no good. I had to take over. And I'm the one that hosts the show now. And it's not bad, except I got Tony as a co-host, but sometimes he loses his mind. And that's the guy. That's the guy I'm trying to get saved. And I don't know if his soul is worth saving. I don't know anymore.
Do you know something? I need to be honest with you, and I think all the pastors on the panel will agree with me. If somebody wants to get saved, they're going to get saved.
Right.
When I came to Christ, it was a must do. I was sitting in the audience, and I was compelled to go forward. The overwhelming urge to go to that altar call was so intense. And as a young teenager, I said to my teacher, I said, would you go up with me? Because I'm kind of nervous. And she did. And it was so compelling. There was no doubt what it was. And with a person who wants to cause problems for other people, there's only one thing we can do for them, and that's pray. You've got to love on them.
Maron, this guy, I'm sorry. I'm going to interrupt.
Yes.
But I'm going
to. You have to love everybody.
Yes.
No matter what.
He's emailing me right now.
See, if you read in the last part of Psalms 21, it says, thou preparest the table before mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. You see, we have to pray for our enemies. That's how God works in them. Yes, we planted the seed. I'm sure he's heard it from Ken. I'm sure he's heard it from you. I'm sure he's heard it from other pastors in his life. You need to get saved. But until you want to do that, until you're compelled to do that, you're not going to do that. You're just going to destroy somebody else. And our Messiah, when the Pharisees and the Sadducees crucified him and had him crucified, what was it he said? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He prayed for his enemies. He prayed for his captors. He didn't put any ill on them. He wanted to save them. That's what we have to do. And yeah, it's hard. Trust me. I'm sure all the pastors have been there. What do you say, guys?
Yeah, man.
Writer.
Hallelujah. Well, let's bring on another caller here. Wait a minute. Let's see. Let's bring on Doug. Let's try to bring him on. Hey, Doug, are you there?
Hey, Ken, is this you?
Yeah, it's me. How you doing, Doug?
Okay. I've been better.
Hi.
Well, as long as you're doing okay, it's what matters.
Yeah, that's true. I'm still above ground.
Amen.
Yeah, me and my horse and dog and the midget, fat, yeah. I'm having a great time. I'm glad to hear you're doing good.
Yeah, I'm doing much better. Okay, I got all the major procedures behind me now. Okay, I got a doctor's appointment on the 17th at 9 in the morning. I hope that's with my urologist. And hopefully they take the skin out, and I don't have any more problems going on with cancer, and they'll tell me good news.
Wow, that's excellent, man. I'm glad for you. Yeah, that's excellent. What do you got, like a stent for your prostate or something?
It's in my ureter. It goes down into my kidney. Okay, they have to keep it open. They say you had to do some laser surgery in there. Okay, so.
Man. Tell you what, you must have a big set of balls to go through all that, man. I would have been scared poopless. Amen.
Well, I wasn't exactly not afraid of it, okay, but, you know, I had to go through it, and at least I'm a better man for it, you know?
Yeah, I don't even like getting a tooth pulled. It freaks me out. But, yeah, I'm glad, man. I'm praying for you.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate it. I need all the prayers I can get. Okay?
Yeah, we all do. Yeah, we all do. All right.
Man.
Well, I won't hold you up no more, man. You take care of yourself.
Oh, okay, Doug. You ain't holding me up. Okay? It's always good to hear from you. Always good.
Yeah, my chat room guys all hate me, so they don't want to hear me. You know. I still listen
Amen.
All the time. Hey, you helped me out, and so did Jason, so. And Tony, too, actually, and everybody else. It gets on my shit. It shows what I'm like and makes me change, and I appreciate it, so. Y'all have a good night. Thank you. Good night. Take care now.
Pastor Kent.
Yep.
I want to apologize to you especially.
For what?
For my language earlier when Tony was on.
Hey, listen, you know what? You're human, man. Why am I going to judge you for being human?
I'm just apologizing to you, man.
You
telling
don't need
you I'm
to.
Sorry.
You don't
well,
need
you
to.
Well, you know what? Tony and me, we got some history, man. We go back a little ways, and on Wednesday night, you know, I'm going to go on a show, and I'm going to start. You don't want to listen to that show, man, because I'm a different person. So I just want to say I'm not normally like that. I'm a pastor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo! Give me my beer, woman.
Oh, Maron. Hey, I'm looking at this email, and Tony's trying to get back in. Dear God.
Oh, I'm here.
What is this, man?
Oh, hey, good. You guys are there. Hey, Tony is trying to get back on the line.
Pastor Ken, are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
The think we lost our host, man. I think we lost our host.
Good.
Hey, Sal, let me ask you a question, man. Are you going to do Sal's episode number 4 on Wednesday, man?
Of course I am. I like doing the show. I love having you on there, Pastor Leroy. You're a good guy. You're a gem. Pastor Kent is always welcome. I like this guy. I like his work. And, of course, Pastor Ken always shows up. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I don't know. Tony says he's going to show up. But the problem that we have with this is he just sent me a very dirty email, and I will not read this out loud. It involves saying the F word to Psalm 37. And he said, yeah, come on. This guy, you know, I don't know how people don't just write him off. I'm trying to help this guy. But he's over here talking about how tell Pastor Ken that he's a, you know, bad word, that he never fought me, he never knocked me out, and tell his boyfriend, Pastor Kent, that's not nice. That's not nice. He said F, Psalm 37, but he spelled Psalm wrong, and and then he said to trim a bush. I don't know what that means. Very cryptic.
Yeah, Tony's turning into a regular Joe Pesci, man, with his language.
Man. Yeah, hello?
Yeah?
Yeah, no, him and I have this show where I'm like Robert De Niro in Goodfellas or Casino. Casino, what's that, Casino? And he's Joe Pesci, and we all know what happened with that. It's no good.
Yeah, there were 3 movies together, man. Raging Bull, Goodfellas, Casino. I think there were in a couple more than that even, but those are the 3 I remember. And let me tell you something, man. Those 3 movies were awesome, man. What do you think, Pastor Kent? Did you see them?
Nope. Not into those kind of movies.
What kind of movies are you into, Pastor Kent? What do you like?
I like action. I like action movies, documentaries, and true stories, true crime, murder mysteries, stuff like that. I'm not much into that. But you know what? For a guy, I'll even sit there and watch a good romance movie. Can't begin to tell you how many times I watched Sleepless in Seattle and 51st Dates and some of those other ones. Of course, Titanic.
Yeah, I remember watching Titanic, man. All those white people on there. Did you notice one thing about Titanic, man? I don't know if you ever noticed if you watch it. There ain't one black person on the whole damn boat, man.
Well, that's because in that day and age, that kind of stuff didn't happen.
You know, I would watch the Titanic again, but it reminds me of that time that Johnny Longfeather, he had a cruise ship. It was a casino. And I guess very bad things happened that night. The ship ended up getting into a wreck. Johnny, of course, was safe. There weren't enough lifeboats, kind of like what happened to the Titanic. It was weird. And I guess Tony Gaga dressed up like a woman to get off the ship. This is what I'm going by. I'm going by witness accounts with this. I don't know. And then, you know, Pastor Leroy, you are also a very strong person to deal with the fact that Tony, he calls you an N-word. Unbelievable, this guy.
Yeah, every time I come on your show, man, he calls me that. I want you to understand something, man. First off, Tony is a... You know what? I'm not going to say it on this show. We got only a couple minutes left. I ain't going to say it on this show, man. But Tony, just join me on Wednesday, man. Join me on Sal's show. You'll find out what I think about Tony, man. But let me say this real quick, and then I'm going to go. Because I got some bitch waiting there. She wants me to take her to KFC again. Again. Did you notice that every commercial you watch on television now has a black person? Every single commercial. You know why? Because we're part of this population. 15%, man. 15%
Amen.
Of the population
Amen.
Of the United States is black.
Amen.
So we got to be in every commercial, man. I just want you to know that. Hallelujah.
Well, Pastor Leroy, Pastor Kent. Pastor Kent, I believe you should try to get a invite to the Discord room where Pastor Veer, all the pastors, they all gather, they all share stories, advice, and philosophies. I believe Pastor Ken could hook you up with that if he ever comes back. It was a pleasure to speak to you. I'm going to go watch your YouTube channel now. I thank you for your time, and I unfortunately I have to go because I got to take a wicked piss. But thank
yeah.
you for your time,
Pastor Kent.
Yeah, what's up?
I want to thank you for joining me tonight on the show. It's a shame Pastor Kent is going to make it back. We're down to like 30 seconds here, and the show is going to be cut off. I'm sitting here watching the clock. But let me say this. You are the man, Pastor Kent. Let's keep going, man. Let's